Okay, welcome you guys. My name is Chloe Ballatore. I'm a relationship and communication expert. I'm a graduate of Princeton University and Pat Allen's Want Institute. I've been doing this work for about 12 years now, and I am over 20 years married. So, everything that I'm going to talk about and teach you guys, not only have I worked with clients on this stuff for many years, but I've also done it myself, and that's how I found this work. I was mentored by Pat Allen, if you're familiar with her. She's kind of famous from the Orange County and LA areas. She created androgynous semantic realignment. So I use those tools. I use tools of transactional analysis, which was created by Eric Byrne. And I use tools that I created myself because, yeah, I've been at this for a little while. The scholarship that this work is based on, which is a lot to do with the principles of yin and yang, masculine and feminine, and bringing those energies into balance. The scholarship this work is based on is very established. What's unique about this work are the tools to execute on the scholarship. And that's why I'm just going to spend like 10 minutes at the top of this hour talking about that, the scholarship, the background, what the definition of masculine and feminine. And then the rest of the time, I'm going to open it up to you guys for your questions, because all these groups are informed by you guys. And I want to help you get what you want, even if I don't necessarily agree with it. that's what these tools are about. I started this work, as I said, about 12 years ago when I was having a problem in my marriage. I was already married, and I saw a transformation in a friend that was really phenomenal over a course of about 3 years. And that made me interested. I didn't really know what was wrong in my life, but I was very unhappy. And when I found this work, I didn't necessarily understand it at first, but something in it made sense, something in it resonated, and then as I got to know it and I got good at it, I can honestly say it changed my life, and I've seen results from this work that I've never seen really from any other single modality. I love therapy. It's great. You can go in, you talk, you get to vent, you get your feelings and thoughts reflected, right? But you don't often find that that changes your life in a substantial way. And so for me, I got really sick and tired of it. When I heard about this work, it sounded different. So I was willing to give it a chance. And like I said, I was impressed by the results. Here, I'm going to put in the chat some of my credentials because I also teach this work in small groups a few times a year. And my next module one, which is the introduction to this work, I'll be starting on a week from Saturday. So if you want a small, it's 4 to 6 people, it's private, small. We really get into it in the modules. And those are 4 weeks. I teach my books. I've written 4 books on this subject, but for the module one, we really focus on the first book, which is How to Live, Find, Love, and Keep It. And those are available on Amazon. Okay. So why are we here? What are we talking about? We're talking about love and relationships. And the most successful relationships are those that are balanced between yin and yang energy, otherwise known as feminine and masculine. Sometimes I use yin and yang because feminine and masculine, those terms tend to be a little more charged. But I want to point out that one is not better than the other, and all of us are both feminine and masculine. So it's not just about the balance of feminine and masculine in your relationship, although that is very important, but it's also about the balance of masculine and feminine in yourself. Because when you're balanced within yourself, it makes it so much easier, right, to really to do anything, but it makes the relationship so much easier. It makes work so much easier. It makes resilience so much easier. A lot of us are thrown off of our authentic balance because we've had childhood trauma, and usually problems in relationships stem from childhood trauma. And when I talk about trauma, I mean trauma with a big T or a small T in this context. Trauma is anything that separates you from your authenticity. And often, as young children from the ages of 0 to 12, we have to sacrifice our authenticity in order to attach to the people who run the refrigerator and dole out the clothes and the ice cream and all the things that we need as children, because human children are very dependent. Based on those experiences which occur in the early years of our life, when we have many critical developmental windows, we often infer what we believe to be our existential truths about life. But really, they're strategies of the moment. And when we take these strategies of the moment that we've learned to adapt to in childhood and bring them into our adult life, oftentimes that ends up sabotaging us. And many times we do it subconsciously or unconsciously. You know, the subconscious and the unconscious will figure it out in a way the conscious mind never could. And I've had worked with so many people and have had so many clients where it's like, I didn't mean to marry my mom, but I did. And I don't see how that happened. I consciously set out to marry someone different. But we're doomed to repeat that which we don't understand. This is something called the repetition compulsion. It's from the work of Freud. Also, Alice Miller was a phenomenal pioneer in child psychology. If you want more reading, and actually, there's a great bibliography in the back of my first book, which has a lot of these things, but a lot of these books. But basically, we will continue to do that which is familiar to us until we bring a ton of awareness to it. And then when we become aware of a pattern that doesn't serve us, we have the capacity to change. And so that's what I really help people with, is kind of drilling into the subconscious and the unconscious until we provoke a catharsis. That's my methodology. Now, I want to give a brief definition of feminine and masculine because these terms are very misunderstood. Like I said at the top, all of us are both feminine and masculine. It's been definitively proven. This was done in the 1980s by Roger Sperry, who did experiments on newts' brains, those little kind of salamander creatures, which proved that all of us have a right hemisphere of the brain, which is the more feminine hemisphere. This is the sphere that is responsible for feeling, passivity, patience, vulnerability, creativity, sensuality, sexuality, magic. Feminine energy is in the world to make it fun, but it's not of the world. It's receptive energy. And then all of us have a more masculine side. This is the left brain. This is the seat of singular thought, right? This is competitive, conquering, controlling. Most of us are in our masculine when we're at work. We're achieving, we're doing, we're taking care of, we're giving. And so that side of us is usually pretty well developed. Not always, but oftentimes, especially for women who are working, we get really masculine and successful in our jobs, but then when we come into our relationships, we may find that we're not succeeding in the same way. And part of that has to do with identifying which energy you want to be in your personal relationships. Because, like I said, we live in a masculinized world. Everybody's masculine at work, but in your personal relationships, what do you want? So, for example, the story of Peter Pan and Wendy is a really good example of the kind of ego dystonia that can happen as a result of childhood trauma. And on the one hand, you have Wendy, who is, overworked, is the responsible one, is the one taking care of everything, right? So she's really in her masculine energy. That is called ego dystonic, when you're in the opposite energy of what is authentic to you. And then we have Peter Pan, who is not taking responsibility, who is the eternal child who doesn't take care of anything. So he's very much in his feminine energy. Anyways, we get more into what these archetypes mean. There's a lot of wealth of knowledge in fairy tales and in stories, and we get more into that when we do the modules. That's the basic undergirding of my work. Now I'm going to open it up to questions. You guys can ask me questions about love, relationships. Those are my specialties, but oftentimes we talk about other topics like family problems or work situations, problems in communication. You know, if you want to have peace in your life and your relationships, you better get good at conflict resolution. So these tools are really helpful in that context as well. Okay, so if you have a question, I also love to hear your guys' updates. How you're using these tools out in the field, because obviously that's how we learn. We learn so much from each other in these groups. You know, I also do private sessions. I work with men, I work with women, I work with couples. And then we do get to go deeper. But these groups are really nice because we actually often find out how much we have in common with one another. So if you have a question, raise your hand. Or put it in the chat and I will unmute you. Okay. Raul, are you seeing these comments? I think a few comments came in. Sometimes people can't get into the meeting. So I don't know. Maybe you can check that out. Thank you. Okay. So I know sometimes it's hard to share in a room full of strangers, but sometimes it's easier. So please don't hesitate. This is my one free event for the community. And like I said, you can ask a question really about anything that I've said, what you're going through right now, or yeah, put it in the chat, raise your hand. Everybody's good. Nobody has any questions. Okay, here we go. Here's a few. Okay. Seems men want sex. I want one love, one to love me, and would like to spend quality time with me. Right. 100%. Okay. So I think we've talked about this maybe before. Alice, did you want to elaborate at all?
No, I don't even know how to
Okay.
elaborate.
Okay.
It just,
Okay. So, yes, men want sex. This is part of what keeps the race going. A lot of women also want sex.
that's not only.
Right, but not only sex, correct. So there's always, but there's often that tension in a relationship. I mean, it's unusual that two people in a relationship will have the same exact sex drive, right? And as we get older, our sex drive changes because we go through changes in our hormonal balance. So, you know, sex is one of those areas in the relationship that will always be negotiated. There's four areas, topics that need to be negotiated in every relationship: play, sexual and non-sexual, time, money, and space. Okay, so when I work with couples, these are the categories that we go through. It doesn't have to all be at once, but it can be gradually. But these are the main categories that tend to need negotiation in a relationship. I understand that you don't want somebody who just wants to be with you for sex. So I often recommend, especially to women, that you don't have intercourse unless you have a commitment for consistency exclusivity, both social and sexual. So that means off the apps, right? And longevity. So that means,
Yes, but
you guys
where
want
are
to be
they?
what?
Yes, that's what we want, what we set the boundary, but where are they?
Oh, but where are they? Okay. Are you doing the five flirts? Have you talked to me about the, have I talked to you about the five flirts before?
Yes, but I haven't seen anyone I'm interested in.
You haven't seen anyone you're interested in. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in the LA area?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, you got to keep trying, and maybe it means going to a different neighborhood. Maybe it means, going to a hotel bar that you've never been to. Maybe it means going to a cool looking coffee shop. Just try to make sure it may it's not really, there's a lot of magic when it comes to relationships. So what you want to do is make sure that you're in that open energy, that you're communicating to yourself, to the universe, that you want to be in a relationship. And that's why I give people the five flirts, because it's something you can do to accomplish that. Whether or not those flirts work out, or someone reaches out to you on Facebook from your past and you guys, end up falling in love and getting married, great. But just sort of shifting your energy, working on some of the feminine tools. I think we talked about them last time a little bit. Is that true? Is that right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not attractive because there are people interested in me, but I don't want what the interest. I want feelings, relationships, love.
Right. Well, a lot of times that starts with a sexual attraction for men. So don't shut that down immediately. You can always say, if a man wants to have sex with you, intercourse with you before you're ready, you just explain to him that you're flattered, you're attracted to him as well, but you know yourself and you know you'll catch feels, and you're not ready until you're in a relationship or whatever it is. You
Okay.
understand? Don't
Yeah.
shut down the sexual attraction part, because that's what gets men out of bed in the morning. You want to encourage that. You want him to be sexually attracted. It's just a negotiation. But I look forward to hearing how your journey is going.
So far, it's Mission Impossible.
Okay, so nothing yet. Well, sometimes it's like that, And then if you're doing your flirts and you're going out and you're trying to meet people, that's all you can do. So give yourself the credit for doing that, rather than, I always hesitate with New Year's resolutions with my clients, because, oh, I want to get married in a year. Well, that's wonderful. And actually, Dr. Pat used to promise that, but it doesn't always happen, because there's a lot that's not under our control. I like to set resolutions, and I tell my clients to set resolutions for things that they can control, that things that they can do. I'm going to do my five flirts a week. I'm going to try out this new chess club to meet guys. I'm going to learn how to play golf. I'm going to get a dog so I can go to the dog park to meet somebody. Whatever it is, it's good to have things that you're doing that you can act on. And then you can give yourself credit for that. And then the rest is up to God, he walks into your life at when he walks into your life. All you can be responsible for directly is your readiness. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes, but I haven't seen anyone that
Okay,
attracts
well,
me to
hang
walk
in
in my
there.
life.
Try, like I said, try some new things.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Okay, what else do we got here? I am looking for commitment. I'm Christian. How can I find that Christian without no one being commitment? Yes, that too. Many men want sex first. I wait till marriage. I'm traditional. How to convince him to wait for marriage? What's the five flirt? I was not here for my first time. Okay. Gloria. Where's Gloria? Hi, Gloria. So, if you don't want to unmute, that's fine, but you do have the option to. I'm reading your question. So, first of all, there are, my first place is going to be obviously to tell you to flirt at church, to flirt in your church group.
But
Okay.
are
Feeling
you there?
duffel. Yes,
Hi.
I'm here. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome. It's your first time.
Yes, it is. I just
Okay.
want to know, any ideas about it, how to convince a guy to, to
Right. Well,
wait.
hopefully.
Right, go ahead.
We don't want to have to do too much work convincing, right? I mean, ideally, the guy lands on the idea on his own, or at least he thinks it's his idea that he wants to go out with you. Let me ask you, it sounds like you want to be in the feminine energy in your relationships. If you're in the feminine energy, you lead with your feelings. If you're in the masculine energy, you lead with your thoughts. So I always ask people, which do you want more? You want your feelings cherished or your thoughts respected? Everyone wants both. But in conflicts and awkward situations like first dates, we pick a side so that there's not a power struggle. Do you know which one you want?
I guess the feminine
The feelings cherished. Okay,
feeling, yeah.
great. Okay, so that's half the battle is knowing that. Now, are you a member of a church?
Yes, I
Okay.
am.
Are you involved in any groups at your church?
I am, but the area I'm living is mostly like a retirement area, so it's not much younger guys.
Oh,
And
okay. Okay.
supposedly, well, I'm not a drinker, I don't go to bars really that
Right.
much, so
Right.
yeah.
Okay. Okay, got it. So I'm going to tell you about the five flirts. And you're going to be flirting basically 5 days a week. That's what that means, five flirts. Four of
Okay.
those flirts are going to be while you're in motion in your day, going to the grocery store, going to the dog park, picking up your dry cleaning, whatever it is. If you see someone that catches your eye, you're going to give him 5 seconds of eye contact and smile at the same time. It's going to be awkward. You're going to feel like a whore. But
Alrighty,
that's his
yeah.
signal that he can approach. Okay?
Yeah, getting my
Now,
attention.
exactly. One day a week, you're going to plant yourself somewhere. So maybe it's the Starbucks across the street from the fire station. Maybe it's a hotel bar. Maybe it's the golf course. Wherever it is, plant yourself somewhere where you think you like the kind of men that go there. And you can play around with it a little, but once you find your spot, it's nice to go there pretty regularly so people get to know you and then they can come back and see you again if they want to, right?
Yeah, I
So,
understand. Being a bar is not like my thing because I don't want a drinker person.
right. So don't go there. Go to, go to a dog park. Go to, maybe go to a different church in another neighborhood. Go to a
Yeah.
meetup. I've had several clients
Like I
going
live in
to
a
karaoke
small
meetup.
town. Not too.
What is a small town?
Yes, like I live in Central Coast, Pismo Beach. It's like
Oh,
sort of.
okay.
Pismo
Right,
Beach,
right.
right? California.
Well, you only need to meet one person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so figure out a spot. And, if you have to go do a little driving, maybe you do that. Plant yourself for 45 minutes to an hour, go alone. And that way, if someone catches your fancy, you give him the eye contact and the smile. He has an opportunity to sit down. He has an opportunity to act on it. He has an opportunity to engage you in conversation. Okay.
It's his decision. I say
Sorry.
it's his decision, if he
Right,
wants.
exactly. He who
Yeah.
speaks first is masculine. Now, there's plenty of masculine women out here, and that's absolutely fine. That just means that if you're a masculine woman, if you had said thoughts respected, then I would be flipping it for you so that you would find a more feminine man. Oftentimes, an energy follows gender. About 15 to 25% of the time, it doesn't. So that's why I always ask people which they want more. So try those five flirts and see how it goes.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for the advice,
Okay,
the
let me know. I really
idea.
look forward to your update. All right, we'll take time. All
You're
right, thank you. All
welcome.
right, bye.
Okay.
I believe Olivia has her hand up.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hi, Olivia. Is this your
Hi
message?
there.
Hi, I'm on three dating websites and give them my phone number, but then they all want to do is text for weeks. Yeah. How do I change this? Okay. So that is something that happens on the apps. This is one reason why I prefer the in-person flirting. Give yourself a limit on the apps. 2 weeks max. After 2 weeks, if you still don't have a meeting, say, I've really enjoyed getting to know you on this app, but I feel more comfortable meeting in person. What do you think about that?
But see, okay, so I'm on the app, but then they ask me for my phone number. So then we're basically texting on my phone for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay,
And
so then
I'm
just
pretty.
say you're not, after 2 weeks, say, I don't like texting. I feel more comfortable meeting in person. Unfortunately, what's happening on a lot of these apps are people are just shopping and they're not actually free. And they're just fooling around and texting and they're at
I
like
see.
people are at different levels of availability. So that's why maximum 2 weeks. Then if you say I want to meet and they don't take the bait, then that's it. You move on.
Okay, and then the other thing that's happening to me is that all these guys are basically saying, "Oh, I work, for example, in the oil field, and I'm on a contract, and I'm going to Turkey or wherever." And I'm just like, anytime now that I hear the word contract, it's like my red flag. I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't know if this is real.
Right. Well, I mean, that's again, it's really hard to tell when you're doing it via text. You know, try to get off the text. Try it maybe at the very beginning to try to switch from text to a phone call or a FaceTime. And then, like I said, after 2 weeks, if you can't get to a phone call, FaceTime, or an in-person meeting, you gotta just cut it off. Okay. Let me know
Okay.
how it goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. Okay.
Okay. I think Victorino's been waiting.
Okay, Victorino. Thank you, Raul. Hi, Victorino.
Hello.
I see what you've put here. Intrigued by unconscious and subconscious trauma and self-sabotage. Can you define catharsis? I am becoming aware of push and pull. I want to connect and then push away. Self-sabotage. Interested? Yes. Yes. This is very self-aware of you. Okay. So this is kind of what I touched on in the beginning about the repetition compulsion. We are drawn to that which is familiar simply because that brings us comfort, but it won't bring us joy. And so that's why we have to break the repetition compulsion and break that pattern that is leading us to choose comfort over our own self-actualization. Here. And again, there's pain in change of any kind. There's pain. There's two kinds of pain. There's pain that change needs to take place, and there's the pain that change is already taking place. And so, what you're describing in your text sounds to me like you're making an attempt. You've noticed this pattern in yourself, so you're making an attempt to change it. But that's fucking painful. And so it causes you to pull back, which is normal. But unfortunately, that keeps you in a cycle and it's setting you back. It's one of the things that I really help people with is the pain of change. It's the title of my second book, New Ways of Being, The Pain of Change, because I think it's very misunderstood. People don't realize that even when they're making changes for the better, it will be painful and there will be moments that you have to push through. I think a lot of people start making changes and at first it feels really good and they're stoked. Then they get to the pain part. They pull the, figuratively speaking, they pull the arrow out. And then they have to push it back in again to start up. And that becomes a cycle that creates more pain. So you've already accomplished the first step. You're aware that you're doing things that are pushing away. And so in those moments when you're feeling triggered, because a lot of times those of us who've had childhood trauma, we desperately want to be in a relationship. We desperately want to be loved. We desperately want to be accepted and to have that happiness. Nobody really wants to be alone. But God damn it, we don't want to get hurt again, you know? And a lot of us who've had childhood trauma are not real stoked about putting ourselves out there, being vulnerable, taking a chance, or whatever it is. And so it's in those moments that you're triggered that you have the greatest potential for change. It's in those moments that are the most uncomfortable that you have the greatest potential for change. And so I would ask you, next time you get interested in a woman, you start getting close to her, and that moment happens where you want to pull away, try to hang in there. And then you can ask for help, like reach out to me, because I help people through those moments. And there's really nothing else to say other than getting through those moments, and coaching you through those moments, basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you. It makes a lot of sense. And did you see the second chat? Of course, like background parents had a horrible marriage,
Oh,
and
let me
they were
see.
separated. My mother's very critical to us, the kids. And I wanted to share, like when I was in high school, I was in the marching band, and like all these girls were interested in me, and I kept blowing them off because I was very nervous. I didn't know how to handle the relationship. One actually pursued me in like for 10, 15 years. But I've noticed that throughout my life, when I got into a situation where it was a green light, so to say, or it was working out, somehow, like, oh, I come up with a reason or something like that. Now, I know that I may have picked up some contrast, and I hear what you're saying as far as to make a second change. It might be uncomfortable, maybe it's pushing through the comfort zone sometimes. And also, Tony Robbins talks about when we're improving, we reach a plateau. Well, it's tennis or whatever, then we kind of like it's not so fun anymore. We got to wade through that difficulty and then we take it to another level. Or actually, if we're ever on a train and we're going, let's say, 50 miles per hour, and then the train accelerates to 80 miles per hour, it gets uncomfortable. We start to push back because we're changing the status quo.
Yes.
Yes. So I think when you like sometimes it's so unconscious, and I think I might be putting out a vibe or body language. Hey, look, don't like me. I don't really don't want a relationship because marriage, I see marriage or connection with women are horrible and
Right.
painful. So I might be even projecting through body language,
Right.
my vibes,
You
maybe it's.
probably are, but that's not unsolvable. That just means, that just means you need to take counteractions.
Period.
You understand? And once you start taking counteractions, you will start to change your energy. It's very difficult to just change it mentally in your head, right? Especially when you're alone and not even in a relationship. Usually healing takes place in the context of a relationship, or it starts in pursuing a relationship. Now, do you know what you want? Do you want to be, you want your thoughts respected or your feelings cherished? Which do you want more?
Of course, I like both, but let's see, what do I like more? what are those options again?
Thoughts respected or feelings cherished? And this is in your romantic relationship because, as I said at the top, most people want their thoughts respected when they're at work. So most people are in their masculine when they're at work.
In a relationship, I want my feelings cherished.
So you want your feelings cherished. Okay. So that is going to mean that you're going to be with a more controlling, aggressive woman. Now, maybe not critical like your mom, but it sounds, I can't get too deep into it in these little groups, right? Because a lot of people have questions. But just from your saying that, I'm bumping a little bit because I see you put in here, your mom's extremely critical. And so when I look at your relationship with your mom, obviously that's going to inform your relationships with other women. So I can see why, if your mom was very critical, that destroyed some of your self-confidence and your self-esteem. But if you want your feelings cherished, you're going to be looking for a woman who is more dominating, who is going to be in control. Is that what you want?
No.
Okay. So then what you want is your thoughts respected. You're going to be the one in control. She's going to respect you, which is something your mother never did, right? And that's going to be the key for you.
Don't know if it's in this context. Sometimes people say, like, is this person an alpha male or beta male? And I like to be an alpha male. For example, sometimes on like dating websites like Tinder, and sometimes every now and again there'll be a woman who says, I'm a dom and I want you to be my slave. And I say, hey, no, hold on a second.
That's not for you.
And
Right.
I say, now
That's
hang
not for
on a second.
you.
No, I'm the dom and you're gonna be my slave. But I wasn't like that all the time. There was a time when I was very, very had low confidence, but now I have like stepped up to a little bit throughout the year.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last thing you said.
When I was much younger, I used to be much more intimidated, less confidence, less self-esteem, like I mentioned when I was in high school.
Right.
But now I am trying to be more alpha male. I don't know if that's within this
Okay,
context.
so technically, an alpha is somebody who has a strong masculine side and a strong feminine side. And actually, this work is very tailored towards alphas because we often have our head and our heart in argument, right? In disagreement. And that's why this work is so helpful. That's why I ask you things like thoughts respected, feelings cherished, because this rubric ensures that you will enter into a balanced relationship. And that can sometimes be difficult when you have a very strong masculine side and a strong feminine side. So this helps with an aspect of your decision making. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. I think we've talked about the five flirts before, right?
Yes.
Okay, so try those out. Let me know how it goes. Make sure you're the person speaking first. You're going to be leading with your thoughts, and you're going to be looking and you're going to be cherishing the woman's feelings. And you're going to specifically for you be looking for somebody who respects you, who shows you respect. Okay. And what that means, that's going to be partly an exploration for you. But, it respects your thoughts, respects your ideas, thinks you're smart, you know?
Yeah, I kind of think I meet most people who respect me. I don't think that is the problem. It's like, if they respect me, I still may self-sabotage, or I still may have anxiety of being close or being
Right.
intimate or being vulnerable, whether
Okay.
they
Well,
respect me or
then
not.
those would be moments in which you would either, sign up for one of the modules or reach out to me or show up here, and we'll troubleshoot it. Okay?
Sounds like a deal. Thank you. Gratitude.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy that you've already come so far and like have so much awareness about things. Raul, who's next?
Jolene.
Jolie. Okay. Thank you. Hi, Jolene.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How can I help
I'd
you?
like
Did you put anything
so
in the chat or no?
I did. I
Oh,
put
here it is. Okay. First time here in single-use plastic environment, the US. How do we get even mature men to continue in the journey of healthy relationship negotiations and building when there are so many other disposable options? I know it sounds crude, but women who believe in over-consumerism over people. Okay.
in people, in people.
What do you mean by
So
that?
I mean, so I have I'm a long-term dater. So I was married for 13 years in my first marriage and 8 years in my second marriage. So I get in long-term relationships, and my first marriage was, I was very young. Second marriage, I'm older, more mature, and I picked somebody that was a Christian and had kids and I had all the values I believed was necessary to maintain a family and a unit that is supportive and healthy for growth of everyone involved, right? Because when a healthy couple exists, everyone grows around them.
Right.
But it requires work. It requires
Yep.
constant negotiations. You are
Yep.
constantly changing. You're going through new jobs. You're going through new phases, hormonal changes, age changes, all kinds of things. And well, I hear from everybody, well, I hear from my partners and everyone else that they love you as a person and they want to be around you. After a while, they get tired because there's so many options. There's so many distractions. There's so many Instagrams. There's so many porn. There's so many other attractions around the world. It's easier just to, I don't want to do the work anymore. It's easier to, and then I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to beg or plead for you to stay in my life. I know I'm a good person.
Of course not.
I'm not going to, so in my last marriage that just ended, for 2 years, I talked to him about, okay, let's meet weekly and talk about our feelings and how, where our little diss were in the week, write them down and we can talk about how I can do better for you, how you can do better for me. But again,
Well, you
I
don't.
feel
Okay,
that.
let me stop you. Let me stop you. So first of all, you don't want to, if you want your feelings cherished, don't begin a conversation asking about his feelings. Don't do that. That is not going to lead anywhere good. Look, too much equality in a relationship kills the chemistry. What we look instead for is equity, which recognizes the differences between men and women. And yes, there are differences. And yes, there are brain differences. Okay, so that
I totally agree that I totally like that he is, when men are more, more they plan things, and I don't mind being and sitting in my feminine energy.
oh,
But if
good.
he,
Okay.
I don't mind whatsoever. You want to drive, you want to plan, you
Good.
want to buy, no
Yes.
problem. Go
Okay.
ahead, baby. I love it. Go for it.
Good.
Let me be feminine and I'll sit on the side, no problem, looking pretty. But the thing is that I feel like because there's so many people and there's so many distractions, as I said, that it becomes easier and complacency comes in there. And I want to know, and I think it may be my own not really doing enough research on the person, getting caught up in emotions and seeing things through rose-colored glasses, but how can I indicate when I'm starting to date someone in week three, four, five, 2 months in, that they're going to be the kind of person who's willing to do the journey, who's
Right.
willing
What
to
are
do
the
the
signs?
work. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a few things. First of all, I never recommend that you go into any relationship attempting to change someone or control some, to
Absolutely not.
okay. Now, you do your work and you hope to God they do theirs. And you're absolutely right. There is no guarantee that they will do that. That's not something that's offered here on this planet, right? And I understand, your frustration. Look, if you're an alpha, if you're in this room, it's highly likely that you're an alpha because alphas have these types of questions. We're only like 10 to 20% of the people on the planet. So it's not going to be a million people that you're going to like. But you only need one person. Now, what are the signs? Now, when you start learning these dynamics, you are become very good at seeing some of the signs that will show you if somebody is in it for the long run. Ultimately, you only know how much you love yourself or anyone else by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So look very much at what the commitments he's willing to make. I don't care if it's calling you at 5 p.m. I don't, if it's taking you to Hawaii, whatever it is he willing to make commitments and does he keep those commitments? Do
Be
his
honest.
words and his deeds line up?
There you go. Okay.
So
I
look
need
at,
to be watching that for in the very beginning, yeah.
yes. And look, women, we're so lucky as women. We have such powerful instincts, right? We can feel something before we even know it in our heads.
Absolutely.
That's what has saved many a woman from dangerous men, is they were on a date, they felt something in their gut, and they were used to honoring that feeling. So if you have a feeling, Please honor it. Please look at it. If you're not sure if it's part of a pattern or if it's a legitimate concern, you can reach out to me. We can discuss it. That part is very important. So a lot of us who've been raised with trauma have been used to discounting our feelings, especially women, discounting our feelings, our ideas, etc. And so part of the work of actualizing in adulthood is not discounting your thoughts and your feelings. Does that
Okay.
make sense?
That does. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And let me know how it goes. You guys know I love to hear your feedback. Okay.
So we have a lot of comments, but Rosie had her hand up first.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome.
This is actually my first time.
Oh, nice. How can I help you?
For me, my question is I always want a long-term relationship. But I just feel like it's so hard. I always want build a family and settle down and have my kids, blah blah blah. But I just feel like when the guys they ask me my number and they talk to me, and then I just become like very 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 slow in testing or something, and
What?
then
You become what?
very slow at testing.
Low. Oh. You get nervous, so you
Yeah,
freeze
I get so nervous.
out.
Like on one hand, I want to build a relationship. On the other hand, I would just like so. I would like, oh, I just want to make myself like safe. So I would like keep distance with from them.
Yes, that's always the, tension. It's like those of us, especially those of us who have childhood trauma, the last thing we want to do is be vulnerable in another relationship. And yet that's exactly what we have to do to get into the relationship. You have to take that step and open up. There's no sure things. You can look at signs, you can look at red flags. You can use your instincts and your intuition to the best of your ability, but there's still no guarantee. And that's why I like to give credit to people for trying. What are you doing to meet people?
I actually like recently starting started like using the dating app, and they like testing me, like for me, like I received many like hi blah blah blah, but on one hand, it's hard for me to pick up the person because I'm just so bad at texting. Sometimes, they ask me, "Hey, how are you?" or "Hey,
So
how's your
then
day
you can just say
going?"
that. Say, "Hey, I'm fine." And then after they start up with a conversation and you start encountering that, just say, "I don't feel real comfortable texting. I'm enjoying talking to you though. What do you think about chatting on the phone or doing a Zoom or meeting for coffee or whatever it is?" Yes, you're kind of taking the initiative, but you're asking him about his thoughts. So that shows a man respect. When you ask about a man's thoughts, that shows him respect.
Like for me, I feel like testing is kind of waste my time. Like you testing him
Yeah,
and
I
getting
agree. I
feedback,
agree. I
I just feel
agree.
like
And
that's
I think
waste my
it's also
and time.
very masculine. So I think you're totally within your rights to say, I don't feel comfortable doing a lot of texting. What do you think about a call? What do you think about a FaceTime? What do you think of, whatever it is? Does that make sense? Okay. So try that and see if you don't have some better luck.
And also outside, as some persons they will ask me to meet in person, and it just got me like so nervous, so
Okay,
there was
so
a
it's
guy.
important when you're triggered like that, not to leave. Not to leave, but to go through it. and maybe need some strategies to calm your nervous system down a little bit. And that will help. But maybe you also need to accept that you're going to go into these situations nervous, and that's okay. There's a number of things. Again, there's a bunch of strategies in my first book. Ideally, you're doing something every day that makes you feel good and connects to spirit. And that over, like a practice of yoga and meditation, that's going to bring you more, calmness, peace overall. Some people aren't into meditation. My mentor really liked stripping wood. That was her thing, right? So she would do that when she felt stressed. Now, in the moment of those situations, there's a number of things you can do. You can go to the bathroom and put cold water in your face. You can do breathing exercises, breathing in for a certain number of counts and then exhaling for more. Actually, singing is very good to diffuse. So if you're on your way to your date and you start feeling stressed, sing, because when you sing, the exhale is longer than the inhale, and that automatically comforts your nervous system.
You know, like I just feel like when I'm meeting them, I got nothing, like what we feel like, nothing to say and like feel so
Who cares? You're the
embarrassed.
girl. You don't need to say anything. It's on him to make the conversation.
Got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you're in the
Still.
feminine energy, please relax on the date and receive. Please don't put pressure on yourself to make conversation and to control the date. You might end up scaring a masculine man off.
Oh,
Okay?
got you.
So you just sit there, you show him respect. Well, a lot. Look, I've been married over 20 years. We spend a ton of time together in silence. Okay? Men don't necessarily need a woman yammering in their ear all day long. Okay? I've never heard a man go, "God, I wish she talked more." I've actually never heard anyone say that. I've worked with thousands of people.
So it's okay to be silent.
It's totally okay. As long as you're respectful. If you can, some ways to show respect are to echo his ideas or praise him, ask him for help. These are ways, if let's say he's really good with car stereos. Oh, really? Can you come listen to my stereo? I'm wanting a new stereo, then get him into his thing and he gets to show you how smart he is and everything he knows. Then you're not, he's talking forever. Ask.
I
Most men are
see.
pretty happy to go on and on. That's part of being in a relationship with a man, is listening to what he has to say.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel I'm not like a native speaker here, so I feel like, oh, my English is not good. And secondly, it's like we have language barrier. And third, like, oh, what if we just like silence, and then it's how embarrassed. So I just
Well,
feel like,
I don't
I didn't
let
want to go.
Okay, so there's a couple things you're saying. So first of all, you could find someone who speaks your same language. But second of all, if you want to find a sp English speaker, you can work on your English and try not to stop yourself from trying things and talking just because you're not sure how to articulate them, okay? Because you're shutting down your own impulse to communicate and connect. So forget the shame about your what you think is your bad English. I'm understanding you fine. Okay.
Thank you.
So you've got enough English going to go on a date. Okay. If you want to improve your English, obviously there's a number of ways to do it. But don't shut your communication down because you're insecure. Okay. Okay. Try that and let me know how it
Thank
goes.
you.
You are so welcome. Okay, last person, because I usually end this at 7, but if you guys, I'm going to put this into the chat now. I'm not going to be here next week, but we are, I am starting a module 1, which is the introduction to this work. Very small group, 4 to 6 people, starts a week from Saturday, 4 Saturdays. We get very deep in there. We I always start with a few of the topics from the book, and then each person gets to work with me individually on whatever is happening. If it marries with the theories that we're talking about, great. Usually it does fit it, you know, it's that magic of synchronicity. It usually does fit in somehow, and there's always an alchemy with these groups. So if you want more, that's a really good option, and I only do that a few times a year. Okay, last question.
Question.
Davida.
Sure.
Thank you. I'll try to put this brief. I prefer a masculine dominant man. They're very intelligent. Finally found on outdoor Facebook group a man who loves to take me camping and hiking. I can't tell you how difficult it is to find that. He's also a brilliant pharmacologist. Okay.
Great.
What's the issue? And just this is an example because it happens a lot. Very kind, that brings the food, explain what I want. I'm here with my yogurt, makes a fresh fruit, and he turns to me and said, "This is my version of fresh fruit, a fruit." And he shows me a can of canned fruit with high fructose corn syrup. And I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, that it's not high fiber. That has no vitamins. This is just an example. I try not to argue. Yes, he brought other food to share and to provide for me that I'd like, but he doesn't get it. And I have it across the board with men. Brilliant. Okay.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
can't help not thinking, how stupid can you be?
Okay.
I
So
tried, I don't say
first of all,
it.
it's
I
not
sure.
really a matter of intelligence, right? You already know that. It's not really a matter of intelligence.
But it isn't. But if he doesn't want to discuss it or hear my views.
Okay. Let me help you. I understand your frustration. In general, when a man gives to us, we try not to ask for more, better, or different love. I understand you're not happy with the food you're getting, and you're not the first. I've heard this many times. Many times. I've had many clients say he said he was going to take me out to dinner. We ended up getting hot dogs at Costco. Okay, so I get it. But when you want to teach, preach, question, criticize, or complain to your man, you need to make an appointment. You don't get to just barrel in and start criticizing him. You understand?
Yeah. Then what do you
So
do?
the first thing when somebody gives you something is thank you. Wow. He made an effort. He's not trying to sabotage you. And you're not his mommy telling him he's doing something wrong. You understand? That's gonna kill the chemistry. Nobody's perfect. Men are very single-minded. A lot of men don't have a lot have a attention span for detail in the same way women do, right? Women are multitaskers. That has to do with having a bigger frontal lobe, a bigger cerebral cortex, okay? You can't blame a man for that. If you want a man, you're gonna have to accept that, you know. I usually tell people if he's 51% valuable, keep him. 51%. If you're looking for perfect, you will wind up alone. So I understand you don't like what he's doing and the food that he's bringing, and it's not healthy for you. I get that. First, you say thank you. You eat the other stuff he got, okay? Then, when you deem, certain time has passed, you can say, you guys are getting along, whatever. Hey, John, there's something I want to talk to you about. It's about the food you brought last night, or it's about the food you brought tonight. Is kind of awkward. Is now a convenient time, or if not now, when? Hopefully today. And then he'll say, oh, now. Or actually, I gotta go. Can we talk tomorrow? Or whatever it is. Okay. If he's like, never's a convenient time, that's a bad sign. Okay. This is a rubric I'm gonna teach you quickly. It's called the Stroke and Stand. It's also in my first book. Okay. So let's say, you get to your meeting time. You're going to open with a compliment and you're going to compliment his masculinity. So that means something he's done, his thoughts, something along those lines. Okay. So it's going to be like, Wow, I really appreciated you bringing over dinner last night. I was exhausted. I didn't feel like cooking. That was amazing. Thank you. I loved it. So you're gonna use your feelings. I enjoyed it. It tastes, whatever it is. Try to lead with your feelings and praise his thoughts. Okay? Now the second part's coming. However, I get ill from eating high fructose corn syrup. I cannot eat that. So I just wanted to let you know fresh fruit is better for me. If you bring over the high fructose stuff, I'm not going to be able to eat it. And I just, do you understand? And he'll either go, and this will be really good information for you, the way he reacts. If he's super defensive and he's like, God, or if he's like, oh shit, I didn't know. Don't go back and forth with him. Just do it like once or twice. You can add something the second time for clarity, like, well, what do you think about just, getting some strawberries? That would be just like a lot better, or whatever fruit you want. And see what he does, Ultimately, if you've told him and his reaction is one of not caring, not necessarily in that one time, but maybe over time, that's information you need to know. He doesn't care to cherish your feelings, or he's not capable of cherishing your feelings. But if he's cherishing your feelings in a lot of other ways, he might be worth keeping.
Because
So.
I'm having a rough time dating, because men living in Vegas don't get it. I don't go to bars. I don't go to overpriced coffee places. I am on a restricted diet. That's why I'm thin. And I even ask him, how come you want a thin woman if you want to bring her to bars, if you want to give her all this horrible food that she can't eat?
Okay. Save that talk for your girlfriends.
For
Men
my
can't
what?
take a lot of criticism, honey. They can't.
Well,
They
I end up dating
cannot
an
handle it.
86 him.
What?
I end up 86ing him because we
Right.
don't have enough in common.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, if you do like him, use this rubric. I think you'll find a different result. And certainly try to take it to heart not to criticize, question, preach, teach, or complain without an appointment. I think it might shift your perspective. Sound good?
Well, I don't know what man wants an appointment to be criticized.
Well, right. They don't want that, but more than not wanting that, they don't want just to be criticized without being alerted to it first. Okay?
I
Okay,
bet
try
man.
it. Try it and let me know. A lot of this stuff, especially if it's your first time or you just started coming, you may not understand. I didn't really understand this stuff my first time either. But once I started using it, then I saw what the value was. So
Well,
try
thank
it
you
and
very
let me know
much.
how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna end it now, you guys. Thank you so much for coming. If you have more questions about the module, I think Olivia, you were asking the mo is she here still? Well, the module's $50 a week, $200 total. So it's really qu quite a good deal for the amount of time. They're an hour and a half each. So you get a lot of time with me. If you're interested in that, I'll put it in one more time. I won't be here next week. I will be here in 2 weeks. If you need me in the meantime, you can reach out either through my website or on Instagram. And then the module link is there as well. This session will be on podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and also on YouTube. And if I don't hear from you, I'll see you next week. Have a good night.